I've said repeatedly that the new spirituality is a civil rights movement for the soul. It is a message of freedom from humanity's belief in an oppressive, angry, violent, and killing God. When this message is received by the people, it will not matter how powerful a dictator's government is or how repressive a religion is. When the number of people who no longer support oppression and repression reaches critical mass, that government will fall and that religion will disappear.
There's another profound political development that I see emerging from the new spirituality.
What is that?
I see the present form of democracy disappearing.
Why?
Because another of the foundational truths of the new spirituality is oneness. And those who embrace this new spirituality will see themselves as separate from no one and nothing. I believe that this sense of unity will not be merely theoretical or conceptual, but experiential.
I agree with you. The new spirituality will produce this shift. People will not merely know themselves to be one with everything, they will feel this unity. In the days of the new spirituality, the unity of all things will be experiential.
Recognizing that we truly are all one, I believe we will, as a society, devise a new way to decide things. No longer will the most important choices be left to a tiny handful of people.
This is fascinating. How do you see this shift occurring?
Well, presently, in most representative governments, people vote for their representatives every few years, and their representatives then vote on the issues that come before them. The new spirituality will change all of this. The people will vote directly through instant plebiscites, online computer tallies, the results of which will be instantly available seconds after the voting ends. We will still send representatives to our capitals, but not to approve or disapprove specific legislation. Rather, they'll decide what legislation to propose. The people would become the legislators, with their representatives becoming their issue studiers and solution proposers. These representatives would rotate relatively frequently and would in turn be selected by consensus by local selection councils within their communities, the membership of which could be chosen by people in those districts, again by an online vote with a 2/3 majority required.
So consensus decision-making and online voting by the entire electorate are two changes you see in the way politics would be done.
Yes, we'll work more as a collective and devise ways for the collective will to be known unmistakably and instantaneously. And there's a third change that I see.
Well, you're doing pretty well here. What is your third idea?
I see transparency becoming part of the political process. I believe that the message of the new spirituality will be that there can be no enlightened society without truth, no awareness of who you are without truth, and no truth that is partial. It must be the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
You are correct. That will be a message of tomorrow's God. People who embrace the new spirituality will commit to a lifestyle of utter visibility.
Again, this will have an enormous impact on the political process. And because we will see ourselves as all one, there will be no attack ads, no character assassinations, no vilification of opponents, because we will understand at last that what we do to another, we're doing to ourselves. So the process and the language of politics will change. So too will its financing. Knowing ourselves to be one will be part of our innermost experience and truth. And so it will be clear to us that financing all activities within our political arena should be done by the single unit called the electorate. All special interest financing of whatever sort or source will be eliminated. Election and campaign costs will be covered by a general fund created by all the people and distributed in equal share to all candidates or issues groups. This is just one way all this might be done. The central idea, though, and the idea emerging from the new spirituality, as I'm beginning to feel it, would be to move the power from the hands of the select few into the hands of the many, into the hands of all the peoples of the earth.
Well, now you see, those are some interesting changes you envision. And humanity will come up with a great many more, equally imaginative, and more so, once it lets go of its present cultural story of separation and insufficiency.
Wait a minute, I haven't told you yet of the most interesting idea of all.
Oh, what is that?
The abolition of taxes.
That's rich. And just how do you think the new spirituality will inspire that?
Well, when we truly believe we're all one, we'll create a system by which we will provide for our collective needs from our collective resources in proportionate measure.